starting in my eyes, and so I reached in my bag to get my handkerchief, and I started to pull my out my handkerchief, and I didn't know Mama had put a great big dish towel in there to soak up the damp and to keep from losing its shape. And I forgot all about being emotional. I was so surprised that I just kept pulling out this great big dish rag, and everybody was just laughing at me and everything. And I think that ruined half of this ceremony.
Oh dear. KFJC, Cindy Walker telling about the first music awards ever, and she has lots of firsts in her life. I'm Oscar Hawks, live here at the KFJC studios, and just to remind you that this is a rebroadcast of a 1996 Mayhem special. You're listening to Cindy Walker, who wrote that song, and I also want to let you know that in 1 hour, it's going to start, KFJC presents The Return of Cine 16, and that's happening tonight from 7 to 9:30 p.m., and it's going to be Appreciation Hall here on the Foothill College campus. It's a $5 donation and $2 parking. There's going to be five movies, and they're going to be really good. Real Vampire Bats is one of them. Volcanoes, Congruent Triangles, A Bow from Arrow Wizard, and Running Cars on Chicken Manure. So some interesting subject matter. Come on up. It starts at 7, and we'll get back to the Cindy Walker special for you on KFJC. Guy Montag coming on at 7 o'clock sharp. And I'm Oscar Hawks, and thanks for listening. Here's the last hour of the Cindy Walker special.
Heaven says hello every morning when the sun says hi. I've come to spend the day. Heaven says hello with the songbirds and the little flowers that nod along my way. And when the day is through and I hurry home to you, as the twilight steals across the golden sky, hello, when you kiss me, and I look into the blue of your eyes.
Tommy sang it for us.
Listen, little cowhand, better roll in for the night.
Yeah.
You've put in quite a day for such a little mite. Hear the wind a-blowing, singing you a song about that Texas Sandman who will soon come along. Do 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 la da da dee la da 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 dee.
Oh.
Dee la da dee. oddity. When a blanket of blue falls across the sage and sand land, then that old Texas sandman will come riding through the sky. Close your eyes, little cowhand. Soon you'll hit the trail to dreamland with that old Texas sandman who'll come riding through the sky. On a gold palomino, in a saddle made of moonbeams, you'll be rounding up dreams as on the Milky Way you roam. And when a blanket of gold falls across the sage and sand land, then that old Texas sandman will be bringing you home.
On KFJC 89.7 and the Cindy Walker special. Something special there, the MGM box set from Bear Family.
Yeah, great box, and boy, beautiful song. Little Cowboy Lullaby, and of course, nobody but Tommy Duncan could sing it smooth like that.
And written by Cindy Walker.
Of course.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. For over 6 hours now.
Right, almost going on the seventh hour. We are in it. You're in the final and seventh hour. You're correct, sir. And before that, Sonny James with his another hit song of hers, Heaven Says Hello, Perry Como with the Sunshine Wine.
And Cindy Walker's song that came off one of the world transcriptions. These are big discs. If you know what an LP is, I know you have to ask nowadays. Those were 12 inches in length. Well, the transcriptions were the LPs of their day, and they were used mainly for radio stations. They were 60 inches wide. You can't even stick them on a normal record player today because the arm is in the way. They're so wide. But she made these, and that was just a beautiful song. I don't know if anybody ever recorded that song or not, but I really liked it. Save It For Me.
Now, transcriptions, when they call them transcriptions, they're meant for the radio, right?
Yes, that was their primary use. Again, the radio stations would get them, and instead of having the single plays, they could actually file these away, even though they took a lot of room. They were heavy, too. Even though they were thin like LPs, they seemed to have a lot of weight to them, and I think there's only about four songs aside. Even though they weren't micro groove, that was the technology that came in later. So they may look like an LP, but the track, the grooves are actually wider, and so you had to use a 78 stylus, one that was wider.
Right. Before that, a couple of Bob Wills movie songs, a very famous one, You're from Texas.
Oh yeah, that's a great one.
And the Barstool Cowboy from Old Barstow. I guess Spike Jones and his City Slickers are the only ones to really record that on vinyl or record that and put it out as a recorded song.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find that, but so we played that one for you. Wade Ray with It's All Your Fault.
Yes, and that's a very great song. We heard earlier Bob Wills' original version of it, and I think Wade Ray's actually was one that made the charts.
Right.
And before that, a recent recording, a guy who has connections here in the Bay Area, Huey Lewis. He was once in a country rock band called Clover, so he knows country music pretty well. That is him duetting with Asleep at the Wheel on their tribute to Bob Wills' album.
And the song Hubbin' It.
Hubbin' It, yes.
Yeah.
That was the title of Bob Wills, the very first biography of Bob Wills, which was kind of a prosy thing. It wasn't as factual as the later scholarly San Antonio Rose. But I don't know. I'm sure the song came after the book. Cindy wrote the song because the book goes back pretty early on. But still, it's just a great song. It really talks about the, what it was like probably in those days, hubbing it. I mean, you know, hard times. And
yeah, well, she said that Bob Wills called her.
Mm-hmm.
And asked her to write a song called Hubbin' It.
Yeah.
About, just hard times, your wagon wheel falls off and you're in trouble and just nothing's going right.
Mm-hmm.
But you just keep hubbing it.
Yeah, that's how they made it in those days. They just kept at it, struggled along.
Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys with Sugar Moon. That's another song that's been recorded by many people.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the songs that Bob Wills did that were Cindy Walker songs, not all of them made the charts at the time, but it's really surprising how many of the songs today are covered by Western swing artists and redone, like Miss Molly. It's just a super song, and I hear it time and time again when I go to events and different, you know, all kinds of different artists are covering it. It remains a very, very popular song, even though maybe it didn't make the top 10 or something. These songs have real staying power.
And then you leave that and you go right to Gogi Grant and the Sea, a sequel to The Wayward Wind. She wrote that for her at the request of Fred Foster. A lot of famous people in that one set of music right
there. That's right.
We're going to hear Cindy Walker tell how she wrote What Makes Bob Holler on KFJC and the Cindy Walker Special. So tell me, the song What Makes Bob Holler, when did you write that?
I wrote it in Nashville. Bob Wills came over to our apartment, my mother and I, my apartment on West End there. He was going to record something, I don't remember. And he said, have you got any new songs? And I said, no, nothing that you'd like, nothing strong enough, I don't think, for you to record. And he said, well, said, write me something. I said, well, okay, I'll try. And so I said to him, I said, you know, I said, I hear people say a lot of time, what makes Bob holler? And he says, yeah, I said, I hear that a lot too. And I said, if you'll tell me what makes you holler, I'll try to write you a song about that.
Yeah.
He said, well, he said, I'll tell you. He said, now, when I'm up on the bandstand, and says when a pretty little girl walks or dances by, he said, well, that makes me holler. You know, teasing, you know.
Right.
And he said, and if something just really strikes me as being funny or just makes me feel better, a note on the piano or something, he said, I holler. He said, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know why I holler. And so that's when I decided I'd write the song about what makes Bob holler.
That's great.
So that's always to it. And so he did it.
Yeah. What, go ahead.
What I was going to tell you was, Bob didn't, that was awfully close to when he had the stroke, you know.
Right.
And so Leon McAuliffe did the song.
Right.
At the session where he was in the wheelchair.
Right.
There is a band man, a famous top hand, who hails from down old Texas way, and Oklahoma, from Doo-Wah-Diddy to New York City. When he plays, folks play the jukebox and write to disc jocks. Truck drivers, deep sea divers, they ask, they say, what makes Bob holler? What makes Bob holler? When I asked Bob, he explained this way, and he said,
well, when a little sweetie pie in a mini skirt twirls by and rolls those big blue eyes, oh, I holler. And when some pretty chick says she loves my fiddle licks, well, now then, that can do the trick, oh, I holler.
That makes Bob holler. And when Bob hollers, it makes you feel so happy and gay. Okay, what
makes Bob holler. Bet your bottom dollar it's just because he feels that way. Bob holler, bet your bottom dollar, it's just because he feels that way. And he hollers 'cause he loves to play.
Fandangos and chili,
uh-huh.
And just the thought of Mexico can drive you silly. Oh, life could be sweet as cactus candy somewhere along the Rio Grande. I want to go to Mexico where the red roses grow like in May. I want to stay in a pink hacienda and sit on my patio all day.
That money makes sense.
I want to stray manana way where the soft guitars play like in song.
Uh-huh.
I'm really strong for those moonlight fiestas where they say they make love all night long. Where the red roses grow like in May.
Oh.
I'll find a way for that pink hacienda till I go to Mexico to stay.
Both of us.
Mexico, where the red roses grow like in May. I'll find a way for that pink hacienda till I go to Mexico to stay. Adios, I guess I'll go. I'll send you a rose from Mexico.
Talking. Yes, I do, but you talking don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I hear you talking, telling lies, I can see them in those great big eyes. I hear you talking wise, but I don't believe a word you say. You say that I'm your honey love, that I'm all you're thinking of. Talking dove, but you ain't been fooling me. I hear you talking, yes I do, but you talk, it don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. Thank you.
but you ain't been fooling me. I hear you talking. Yes, I do, but you talking. Don't ring true. I'm living politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
Hello, I'm Frances Preston, and I'm President and Chief Executive Officer of BMI. BMI is a music licensing agency which licenses all of Cindy's songs for airplay and television and restaurants and nightclubs and ballrooms and concert halls and airlines. Anywhere music is performed and anywhere Cindy's music is performed, we collect money and pay Cindy for the performance of her works. I've known Cindy for, I guess, 35 years or more, and I know that she used to come to Nashville for several months out of each year, and she and her mama, as anyone that knows of Cindy Walker knows, that she's very close to her mother, and everybody in the industry referred to her as Mama. So Cindy and Mama would come to Nashville. They would rent an apartment, a furnished apartment. They would move in a piano, and Mama would get out some pots and pans and cook for all of those who came to hear Cindy's songs. And Cindy wrote songs, and all the music publishers and record companies in Nashville were flocking to her door for songs. And then Cindy and Mama would fold up and go back to their beloved Mahia, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I know it's M-E-X-I-A, Texas, and not to be heard of for the rest of the year, while all the other people worked on Cindy's work. Somehow I've always pictured Mahia as a railroad track going through a small town with a great big tree under which Cindy would stand and wave a train down. But anyway, I've never been there, but I look forward to it someday. Cindy and her mama were most beloved people, and her mama was so elegant, and Cindy was always such a vivacious little girl in a way. And Mama wanted Cindy so much to be so reserved and so elegant, but if you know Cindy Walker, Cindy will always be a little girl full of energy and excitement, and that's what makes her song so great.
Leona, Leona, you tell him you're through. You tell him, Leona, about me and you. You tell him we're married with a baby off two. You tell him, Leona, you tell him you're through. You laughed as I pleaded and walked out the door to meet him, to kiss him, to shame me once more. I knew where to find you, just follow the sign. Dancing and dining, cocktails and wine. The sidewalk was crowded in front of the bar. I heard the sirens, the black police car. Two bodies lay crumbled, a woman, a man. His wife stood there by you, a gun in her hand. Leona, Leona, it's over and through. The baby is crying and calling for you. For me there's no difference, I've known for so long, that someday you'd leave me, and now you are gone.
Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you've missed me since we've been apart. You'll never know how heartsick, lonesome I've been, or how much I prayed that you'd come back again and take me in.
KFJC.
Oscar.
Hi.
Good show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, can I make a request?
Sure.
Play some Metallica.
Are you listening to your radio?
I've got it on, and I've been looking at it.
On 89.7?
I think. Can you play it?
Did you notice that we were doing a Cindy Walker special?
No way. Really? Hey, could you play Metallica after Cindy?
Thanks for calling.
I was just walking out the door. It's too bad you didn't come before. I've waited so long, so long, so long. Now there's no time to wait anymore. How I cry for you day and night, for the letters that you didn't write. But now it's all right, all right, all right. You won't have to write anymore. Not so long ago, you will never know what this day to me would have been. It's all over now, but darling, anyhow, it was nice to see you again. Well, it's almost a quarter to four. Sorry, I can't stay anymore. Must be on my way. It's my wedding day, and I was just walking out the door. Not so long ago, you will never know what this day to me would have been. It's all over now, but darling, anyhow, it was nice to see you again. Well, it's almost a quarter to four. Sorry, I can't stay anymore. Must be on my way. It's my wedding day, and I was just walking out
the way of a rose and the way that it grows is a wonder to me. Way of a bird in the air and the way of a leaf on a tree. A baby's blue eyes, the stars in the sky are wonderful mysteries. But the wonder of all is the way that your love's all for me. Way of the wind and the way that it bends the tall willow tree. The way of the cloud in the sky and the way of the ship on the sea. The rivers that flow, the places they go are wonderful mysteries. But the wonder of all is the way that your love's all for me. And the wonder of wonders that I ever dreamed could be is the way of love and the way that your love's all for me.
The way of the rose and the way that it grows
is a wonder to me.
The way of a bird in the air and the way of a leaf on a tree. The stars in the skies
are wonderful mysteries, but the wonder of all is
My mother knows all the songs and stuff like that, but if you asked her, she wouldn't remember them, but when she hears them, she can sing the words.
Well, now, you see, that is very natural.
Right.
The people that listen to music most, they're listening to the artist more than they are. Lots of people, they don't know who wrote the songs, don't care.
Right.
Which is natural.
Right.
I'm talking about the population, you know, the people that elect the president of the United States.
That's right.
That's who they are.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that can get the job done, making the song a hit where nobody else can, you know.
Exactly.
They're the ones that buy it.
Right.
They're the ones that elect the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good enough for me. How about you?
Can't say it takes me by surprise, but hearing you say it, girl, just knocks the tears out of my eyes, and I don't know what to do, but I'll try to do it right. When you you. And when you're gone, nothing will be the same. My life will be empty as these sad old lonesome windswept plains. Give him your tomorrow. Oh, but girl, give me tonight. When you leave Amarillo, turn out the lights. When you walk out to stay, for me it's over anyway. When you leave Amarillo, turn out the light.
Why, hello there. Our law is now. You're from Texas. What's that?
That you're from my state.
Yes.
And though you may think it's strange,
don't go over this chew tobacco I've got.
I allow is how you're from Texas.
Right.
You talk the
it.
Lingo, I understand.
Yes.
I'll bet Mikhail that you hail from Texas.
Oh.
There's no mistake in the brand.
Uh-huh.
You've got a smile like an acre of sunflower.
Oh, acre?
Your eyes are. It's grand that you're from Texas.
Saddle, cow driving, I'll resign.
Molly will say that you'll be mine. Ho, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Just once more, oh, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Oh, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Tiddly bum bum, bump bump with my little old heart thump. Tiddly thump 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 with my little heart. When you kissed me last night, and tweet tweedly dee dee, tweet tweet sing the little old bird sweet. Sweetly dee sweet sweet sing the little birds. When you kissed me last night, oh the moon was a rocking and a rolling and a rocking, and the world was turning upside down. And the stars were a-twirling and a-spinning and a-whirling when you wrapped your arms around me, honey, and bump, tiddly-bum-bum, bump-bump with my little old heart thump, tiddly-thump-thump-thump with my little heart when you kissed me last night. Up, 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 I went floating through the air. Up, 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 music was playing everywhere. My little old heart thump, tiddly thump 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 with my little heart when you kissed me last night. Tweet tweedly dee dee, tweet tweet sing the little old bird sweet. Sweetly dee sweet sweet sing the little birds when you kissed me last night. Oh, the moon was a rocking and a rolling and a rocking, and the world was turning upside down, and the stars were a twirling and a spinning and a whirling. Tiddly bum bum, bump bump with my little old heart bump. Tiddly thump 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 with my little heart when you kiss me last night.
89.7 KFJC, the Cindy Walker special on 89.7, playing all the songs that we could in 7 hours, which maybe about close to a quarter of the songs that she had recorded by all kinds of famous people. That was Tex Ritter doing Bum Tiddle Dee Bum Bum. Before that, Leon Rausch and Tommy Alsop on their new tribute to Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. They were doing Miss Molly. Bob Wills with You're From Texas off the Tiffany transcriptions. The original version of When You Leave Amarillo done by Don Cherry. And Bob Wills heard that and wanted to do it on the last album. Billy Walker with the Old French Quarters. Burl Ives with The Way of the Rose. Gene Autry with I Was Just Walking Out the Door.
And Wilf Carter, known in the United States as Montana Slim, just passed away this last year. And a great song, The Blue Canadian Rockies, recorded by many people. And then, of course, I guess you recognize Les Paul and Mary Ford right before that with Take Me in Your Arms right before that.
Right. An interview with Francis Preston, Stonewall Jackson with Leona. See, that's where we started that set. Oh, we did a whole bunch of Bob Wills stuff.
Oh, yeah. We had the Little Cowboy Lullaby. Oh, actually, that was the end of one. And beginning of the other was What Makes Bob Holler.
Right.
And we had I Want to Go to Mexico. And from one of the movie soundtracks, we heard Cotton Thompson singing with Bob Wills and the Playboys doing I Hear You Talking. And, boy, he really can really jump it around the way he sings.
Yeah. This is the last 5 minutes of the show, so I want to get this off so we can play just two more songs, and we'll probably have to do a second part of this.
So many songs, so little time. Right.
I'd like to thank the KFGC staff and management, KKUP's Stompin' Steve Hathaway, this guy right next to me who came up here with all his material and played it for us. Cindy Walker for all her songs and inspiration, and we hope that if anything, the last 7 hours that we've pointed out that the great significance of Cindy Walker in American music history. And thanks for listening. What do we got?
We got Ernest Tubb and Hey Mr. Bluebird
on the Cindy Walker special, KFJC.
Since all my dreams fell through, I've been so lonesome that I could die, and tears like raindrops keep falling from my eyes. So Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend and teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again. Mr. Bluebird, come stay with me. And you can build your nest in my best apple tree. Bring Mr. Sunshine along with you. Ain't seen that friend of mine since all my dreams fell through. I've been so lonesome that I could die, and tears like Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend and teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again. And teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again. Somewhere off in a corner with a glass and bottle of your party wine. Don't worry, it won't be a loud party. I feel too low to get too high. It's just a sad going away party for a dream I'm telling goodbye.
Sometimes I go down.
JC, that concludes the rebroadcast of the 1996 Mayhem special. Cindy Walker, who wrote that song, and I have to say it was an honor and a privilege to do that for her. She was a wonderful person. I also want to say that she used to give away songs, and she'd write songs and give them to people, and they'd copyright them as their own, and some of them made money for people, and it was a great gift. Here's one when she was looking for Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys to do a song for her. W.O. Mayo, Bob Wills' manager, supported her to achieve that, and she gave him a song. And it's actually a classic song. This is a great gift to W.O. Mayo from Cindy Walker. It's called Blues for Dixie, and here it is for you on KFJC. Guy Montag is up shortly.
Ever seen that old Mississippi, the queen of the Delta land, then you'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. If you've ever been to Tennessee when those old cotton fields were white in pale moonlight, then you've had the blues for Dixie. If you've seen the glamour of that Alabama moon shining in the sky, if you've got a baby in Birmingham, maybe you'll know the reason why that I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo heading down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie.
Yeah, Jody.